mess around. They're doing the mess around. Everybody's doing the mess around. Ah, everybody was juice, you can bet your soul. They did the boogie woogie with a study roll. They mess around. They're doing the mess around. They're doing the mess around. Everybody doing the mess around. Shake your leg and do the mess around. I declare, do the mess around. Yeah, do the mess around. Everybody's doing the mess around. Now let me have it, that boy.
Dreams. silver magic ships you carry, jumpers, coke, sweet Mary Jane, sugar man, met a false friend on a lonely dusty road, lost my heart.
This is The Rhythm Method, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We have a guest in the studio today. Would you like to say hi?
Hi, everybody.
we have one large trombone in the studio with us.
You're listening to Elizabeth and Julia, and they're going to deliver many fanciful tunes to you.
And we hope.
I won't be present.
No, he won't be. We're going to kick him out because we're gonna talk about matters, and I think we're really going to get down to it on the show today. Don't you think,
Jules?
I think we're going to boil things down. I've actually been thinking about boiling.
Distill.
We're going to distill things. We're going to concentrate.
I'm one of those people that doesn't like the sound of their own voice. I also think I have a dumb laugh.
Everybody thinks that, though.
A lot of my other boyfriends think I'm clumsy.
I also have that problem.
I'm in a radio class, and we had a guest speaker come in, and one kid raised his hand and said, sir, do you hate the sound of your own laugh? And the teacher sort of like giggled a little, and the kid in the back was like, he just went on to this sort of strange rant where he said, because I've never minded my laugh, and ever since I took this class, I'm so self-conscious, I can't laugh anymore, I've lost the ability to laugh, I think it sounds terrible, and it was tragic.
That was so sad.
It was tragic.
Wow.
All right, he's out.
An intern and exit, unlike any other.
He's out.
Matt is out. And he's also wearing a velvet shirt.
Bye, Matt.
Bye, Matt.
I'll see you at dinner.
Bye, Matt. Good thing he's gone. Just kidding. Matt's great. Matt.
We love Matt. Let's see. You heard Sugar Man by Rodriguez. And then before that, Jules is laughing.
This thing is funny.
What's funny?
Sugar Man.
Sugar Man.
Well, that was Sugar Man.
That was Sugar Man. Well, if you are in my inner circle, there's not many that are, but if you are, you'll know that I'm occasionally called Sugar Bob, actually. So I feel an affinity for Sugar Man. He's maybe my father, my uncle, you know.
Part of your soul family.
He's part of my family. Oh, real quick.
What's up?
Did you know that Scooby-Doo is one of many Doos?
Yes. Yes. I learned this over the summer. A seven-year-old told me about this.
There's so many Doos.
There's a whole like Doo family.
There's
like
a Doo
Scrappy
family.
Doo.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Everybody's a Doo.
There's so many Doos. And a very clever friend of mine once said, there's so many Doos in this complicated family tree, and they all have such similar names. It really should be called 100 Years of Solidoo.
Wow.
Which is really too clever for these airwaves.
Very
I can't take credit for that one.
It's very, very clever.
It's very clever. What did you play, Jules? Julia Doo.
Julia Doo. I played Mess Around by Ray Charles.
It was good.
Is wonderful.
It was good. I liked it.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Well, we're operating, we're kind of a bare bones outfit tonight because our most important member, i.e. me, has forgotten their computer. I'm actually coming straight from Boston. I was downtown and I was petting and approaching lots of dogs.
How does that feel?
Oh, it was good. You know, there are just so many dogs out there, and they all just want to be smooched on the snout.
They want to be smooched and squeezed.
Yeah, I saw this baby puppy, and I asked the owner, "Say, hey man, what kind of puppy is that?" He said, "It's a Catahoula hound."
I've never heard that.
I actually have heard that because I'm a bit of a dog breed snob, but I've never seen one in the flesh. So I saw a baby. It was 11 weeks old, Jules, and it was a Catahoula hound.
Puppies.
Oh, it was a baby.
I can tell you, I miss dogs. I saw one in the campus center the other day, and I did start crying.
Yeah, a little bit. You know, just a tear leaks out. You know, sometimes you're lying in bed and you're not sad, but a little tear leaks out of the corner of your eye. Has that ever happened to you?
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
sure.
Many times, probably in your lifetime. Me too.
I like to cry.
And that's how I feel when I see dogs. Often, a little tear just squeezes out. Mm. Can't help it. Can't hold it back.
Isn't there, what do you call it? Oh, monkey tears are the things I'm thinking of. Just
monkey
kidding.
Tears? What's that?
That's when you're like...
You cry when you see monkeys?
No,
they're so close to humans, but they're not quite. They didn't make it.
They're a cry away from that extra level of consciousness. Crocodile tears. That's what I'm thinking of. Yeah. It's like if you're pretending...
Crocodile tears is like...
There's a song about it. Crocodile tears, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. We're on the same wavelength here.
Like Shazam, the crocodile tears, blah, blah, blah. And then you should be able to find it. I'm getting a wink. Double wink. You know what that means. That means more music coming to you right now off the aux one chord.
Yeah, just a reminder, you're tuning into the Rhythm Method. I believe it's our third show this semester. Mm-hmm. We had a great show last week. If you didn't catch it live, the few of you that didn't catch it live, you can always go to WMFO.com and check out our archive.
Yeah, Dad. Just kidding. Love you, Dad. Miss you. See you
Love
soon.
Dads. All dads. Good
Gosh,
dads.
I have such an affinity for dads. I understand them.
I am great with dads because I just talk about beer with them. Mm-hmm.
You have also talked about beer with my dad.
Your dad. Great dad.
Great dad. Yeah. All right.
Take us away, Jules.
I'm going to play some Fugees. As a maybe. All right.
Here we go.
There we go. I'm just going to stop.
One, two, I'm about to set this off like this. Hip-hoppers, check it. Another MC loses life tonight, Lord. I beg that you pray to Jesus Christ. Why? Oh, Lord, Father, don't let him bury me. Whoa. I haunt MCs like Mephistopheles. Bringing swords to Damocles. Secret service keep a close watch as if my name was Kennedy. Abstract rap simple with this street format. Gaze into the sky and measure planets by parallax. Check out the retrograde motion. Kill the notion of biting and recycling and calling it your own creation. Feel like Rockwell, somebody's watching me. I got no privacy whether on land or at sea. And for your biting zealots, your rap's a cacophonic. Hypocrite, predict, but deep inside you wish you had the pop hit. It hurts, don't it? A refugee come to your turf and take over the earth.
Yeah. See, my rhymes are the type of fly rhymes that can only get down with my crew. And if you try to take lines or bike rhymes, we'll show you how the refugees do.
Yeah, behold this, my old manifold on your rhymes. Two MCs can't occupy the same space at the same time. It's against the laws of physics. So we bet your sweet dreams break up like Eurythmics. Rap rejects my tape deck, ejects projectile. Whether Jew or Gentile, I rank top percentile. Many styles, more powerful than gamma rays. My grandma pays like Carlos Santana plays Black Magic Woman. So while you human, I'm consuming mango juice under Polaris. You just embarrassed, cause it's your last tango in Paris. And even after all my logic and my theory, I add a motherfucker so you ignorant niggas hear me. And remember, take notes, cause I sold my rap oats before you biting zealots. Here's a quote.
And another MC losing life tonight. Oh, I beg that you pray to Jesus Christ. Why? Oh Lord, Father, don't let him bury me. Aye. You can try, but you can't divide the tribe. These cats can't rap, Mr. Author, I feel no vibe. The magazine says the girl should've went solo. The guy should stop rapping, vanish like a noodle. Took it to the heart, but every actor plays his part. As long as someone was listening, I knew it was the start. For me to get my chance, grab my pen and revamp. Do a cameo while everybody do the dance. Quick now, cause
guess you're running out of luck, playing Mr. Big, I'm gonna get you, sucker. While you munching at your luncheon, I'll be planning your assassination. Then hit you like the Dutch.
I compress sound sets with my rap DBX, then drop vocals on my 4, 5, 6 amp packs. Bring terror to the shop of horror as she cry me out more. The phantom dies in the opera, and to the youngins who carry gadgets and kill 6 days a week and rest on the Sabbath.
Hold up, hold up.
Violence ain't necessary unless you provoke me, then get buried like the great Mussolini. And for you biting zealots, your rap stars are relics. No matter who you damage, you still a force to pride.
Hey, another MC loses life tonight, Lord. I beg that you pray to Jesus Christ.
Around here, five will come around and just do whatever they want. Rob jokers, steal from people, shoot us down. We gotta do something about this, man. I was with Floyd up there, you know Floyd the cop. He just get a hard on for just.
This is Rhythm Method, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio.
Yeah, welcome back.
Jeff!
You just heard The Ecstasy Once Told by the Dolly Rocker Movement. It was good.
That was a trip.
What a trip. Before that, actually, Matt, what did you play before that?
That was Jerusalem by Emerson, Lake, and Palmer, which is actually a musical adaptation of a poem by William Blake, being the preface to his epic poem, Milton.
What's Milton about?
I don't really know.
Mm.
I'm sure it's grand.
I am sure as well. Before that, I played Sprawl 2, Mountains Beyond Mountains by Arcade Fire.
I was instantly transported back to 8th grade.
Yeah, Arcade Fire is a definite 8th grade / all of high school staple.
Yeah, 8th to 9th. That was it's big Arcade Fire.
Suburban Chicagoan in me.
Before that, you heard, I think you heard a Dr. Dog song, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, you did.
I think it was Bring My Baby Back, which is a great song if you ever need to cruise down the street and feel like you need an extra spring in your step. That's a good one to turn to.
I can't remember how that went.
Well, we were having a complicated conversation during most of that song, okay. So...
I'll have to listen to the archive, perhaps.
Yeah, WMFO.com, archive.
Before that was Jesse Lanza with Giddy. Jesse Lanza is this really cool electronic musician. Sorry, I was about to say music maker, but then I realized that's not like...
Music maker, candlestick maker.
I was thinking of like cobblers for some reason. I was thinking of shoemaker.
Haberdashers. Cobblers,
goldsmiths, all that.
Silversmiths.
Candlestick maker. Spoon licker. You ever heard of the procession of the rag doll and the broom handle?
Brown nosers.
That's what I'm talking about.
What does this mean?
Birthers, brown nosers.
All of these things. Anyway.
Mouthfeel.
The thing about Jesse Lins is she makes really cool...
Bottom feeders, mouth breathers.
Bird feeders and...
Parking meters.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Tell us about Jesse Lanza.
She does cool stuff and makes good music. And there's another song. If you like Giddy, you might like the other song that she has. Pull My Hair Back, Strange Emotion, and then something about showing... Oh. As If is also good. Anyway, check her out. She's cool.
Now I think we're going to have a PSA. You want to take it away?
All right. Walking is good exercise, PSA. Although other physical activities can provide a more vigorous workout, walking is easy, requires no special equipment, and is good exercise for most adults. In urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transportation. For example, it's just a little over 2.5 miles from the Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge, a distance that can be walked in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult. Walking can get you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, save you money, and with all the inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road, it's safer than riding a bike.
Thank you.
Bravo.
Jules, you want to take us away with something?
Mm-hmm.
You got something?
Yes, I do.
Now, I'd like to say that there are three DJs here in this station, and there's only one aux cord. So,
I think we've been doing a pretty good job, though.
I think we've been doing a phenomenal job.
In terms of...
In terms of flow?
No, like, what's the word when you blur something?
I can't
Faders.
Say for sure.
Fade it.
We're getting faded
Fade
here.
All right.
Mm-mm. No, we're not. Take it away, Jules.
Let's go to outer space. You wanna go?
I wanna go.
There was nobody I'd ever known. mountain, and I know I'm alone and close to the end of the feeling we've known. How long have I been sleeping? How long have I been drifting along through the night? How long have I been dreaming I could make it right if I closed
soul.